Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay. I said I'm Edomite since they own Earth. I said I'm Amalekite since they own Earth. I said I'm Gaza since they own
your organs if you were organ donor. They have you lease a leash and call themselves the owner. They own the addicts and they own suppliers. Try to own me, but I only serve a higher. They fear what they don't know, and we the unknown. Not property of the UN, but we unowned. And everything we show can be unshown. I'm a Hebrew dynamite, now get your mind blown. You might own a chain with some bling on it, but they own E, double R with the thing on it. We the big fish, and they got their aim on it. Only time I be hooked is when I sing on it. Once he break that atmosphere, you gon' be dethroned. Home field advantage, they can't be the zone. They move like an eagle and try to put their claim on it. First they go to war, then they put their name on it.
I'm
Edomite,
since they own
Earth. On the Marines, on the Navy, on the Army, on the tank, on the real, on the fake, on the rappers, on the trappers, on the gays, on the straight, on the cannon dudes and the cannon rappers. Say they own the Bloods, put that on fire. Say they own the Crips, put that on six. USA is they method pop, man, they own that, it's they own me. Stripper strip, they own the dancers, little houses, on the mansions, on vaccines, STDs, on AIDS, they own cancer. On the dude, the kid, JFK, Abraham Lincoln, same way. On the division, on religion, they own you. You go to prison, hold up, wait, they don't own me, they don't own my God neither, they don't own that air I breathe, had to take a breather. They don't own my father, my sister, my brother, my elder, or none of my brothers. They don't own my daughter, my mother, put that on my mother. They don't own the higher, the sire, Messiah, the Christ. They don't own the spirit, I'm dead to the flesh, I put that on my life.
Eat a life since they own Earth.
Up One, John Boy, and a host of Israelites right here on Rhythm and Poetry Live, countdown to 400 years. Well, Shalawan or Shalom to everyone out there in the world, on the World Wide Web, I should say. It is another episode of Rhythm and Poetry Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. We were set to go for 2 hours, but we're going to do it for 1 hour. They just reminded me that they are working in our New York studio, getting things prepared. Maybe an outage in that particular part of our studio. So we're going to just cut it short to about an hour. So what we're going to do, we are going to have our scripture reading, which bring us to 400 years, and that is Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. And when we come back, we're going to read an article before we get into Rhythm and Poetry Live Uncut. But this broke my heart when this particular article came out. It happened in the past to our people. You're going to be shocked, just as I was, about the execution of our military servicemen that we had in the past. Right around the 1920s, I believe, 1921, right around the time when they had the Black Wall Street, the Tulsa, Oklahoma riots. So Genesis chapter 15 and 13, the Most High was talking to Abram, and he told him what would happen to his seed. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Now, we're ending that on Monday, the 19th. Today is Saturday, the 17th, 2019. The first slaves came here to the Americas and were afflicted in 1619, August 19, 1619. It will be the end of this prophecy on Monday, August the 19th, 2019. So what's going to happen after that? Well, what's going to happen after that is that, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Great substance. This happened one time in Egypt. Guess what? We're back in the house of bondage again, according to Deuteronomy 28 and verse 68. Now, we are about to end, and we are getting ready to see the judgment of the Most High on these people for afflicting us 400 years. We'll be right back after this music break.
We want that nigga right there!
We are doing this for the preservation of our race.
Ready?
Oh!
at me? Could it be my skin that they hate so much when I roll up? Trying to get the application at the front desk, baby, like, hold up. I'm a dreamer. Wish I could have been a ball player or some type of singer. All I got is this teener. I'm about to slinger and just linger.
Got a minute? Look, tell me this ain't up. Deuteronomy 28:68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, and there thou shalt be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. That's slaves. You know what I'm saying? And no man shall buy you. That means no man will pay the price to free us. From there we go to Leviticus 26:37. Check it out. Look, and they shall fall one upon another as if it were before a sword. So that means it's by violence. When none pursue it. When none pursue it, that means it's not coming from an outside source. It means we doing it to ourselves. None is pursuing us. That means we killing ourselves. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemy. So, you know what I'm saying? What power do we have to stand against the police? You know what I'm saying? The National Guard. You know what I'm saying? The army. We don't have none of that, you know? 38 says, and ye shall perish among the heathen. Now, see, we Israel. And we just dying, you know, amongst these heathen, these Gentile nations. You know, because the Most High is angry with us. Check it out. And the land of your enemies shall eat you up. Tell me that ain't nothing. 39. And they that are left for you shall pine away in the iniquity of your enemy's land. Pine away means to waste away. So we wasting away in the iniquity, which iniquity is sin. So that means we wasting away in the sin of our enemy's lands. And is that not what we doing in these ghettos? Check it out. Look, Isaiah 42:22. But this is a people that is robbed and spoiled. So they took everything from us. And to spoil is just to let us rot. That's us. You understand what I'm saying? Look, let's go on. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. Now, who packing these prisons? We pack these prisons. We outnumber everybody in the prison. Us, the children of Israel, and they are for a prey. So that means we just getting hunted down, and none deliver them. There ain't nobody saving us, you know, for a spoil. So we just rotting away, and none says restore. So nobody is saying restore us. Nobody is coming to pick us up. Nobody is coming to get us. Nobody is coming to rehabilitate us. We get back out the pen and deal with the same stuff all over again. Wind up right back in there. Look, Deuteronomy shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all kingdoms in the earth. Now let's go back to thou shalt go out one way against them. That means we trying to fight back, but, you know, flee seven ways before them, it means we get split up. You know what I'm saying? We end up fighting each other. And think about how the past was. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was against each other. They didn't get along. You know what I'm saying? They was rivals. Check it out. What happened to the Panthers? They all got split up. They all turned to drugs. You know what I'm saying? They all turned on each other. They got killed. They was getting killed in the street, smoking crack, all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the Crips. You know what I'm saying? And the Bloods and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They was put together. Salakia. They was put together to try to protect the community, you know what I'm saying? But what happened? They got split up. They ended up killing each other. And thou shalt be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. We the only people who ain't got no kingdom. We don't got no money. We ain't got our face on no money. You know what I'm saying? We don't got no monetary system. You know what I'm saying? We don't got no land that we govern and control. We don't got no government. You know what I'm saying? We the only people on this earth that don't have that. So this has got to be talking about us. You understand what I'm saying? Look, we don't have no natural resource that's coming out of our ground that's paying us, that's keeping us rich, like all of these other nations got. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:48 and see why that is, and see the curse that was put on us about that. Check it out. Look here. Deuteronomy 28:48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord will send against thee. So the Most High sent them on us for disobedience, for not following the law. You know what I'm saying? In hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. That's us. Bottom line. Look. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Until he destroyed us. You know what I'm saying? He put that yoke on our neck in slavery. He destroyed us. We forgot who we was. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're trying to wake up now and undo all of the things that he did. He destroyed us. We don't even know who we is no more. But we know now. Look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. Look. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. That's shocked. You know, we can't see. We blind. You know what I'm saying? With madness, we angry, we crazy. Is that not us? And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. So we might as well be blind. We don't got no eyes. We can't see nothing. And thou shalt not prosper in thy way. Nothing we do work out for us. Everything is a trap. These brothers that think they on top, they trapped. You understand what I'm saying? Because when Yeshua come back and flip this government over, they flipping over with it. You know, so you rich brothers out there, y'all in more trouble than us in the ghetto. You know, you bragging, wearing your chains, and, you know, flossing your cars and your houses. Man, you guys is finna go down. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all finna get purged. You dealing with Satan. Because this is his kingdom right now. Our rule is next. Look, thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. That's us. Who's oppressed? We are the oppressed. We are spoiled. We've been set to rot forevermore, and no man shall save us until Yeshua come back. You understand? I'm out of here. Shalom. Rise, Israel. Ahayah Bahashim Yeshua Mama Watch.
Welcome back to Rhythm and Poetry, the countdown to 400 years. We're looking at the affliction of our people in this country, as well as all over in North America and around the world. We were afflicted, according to Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. I just read you that before we had Brother Maverick talking about linger, talking about the devastation to our people. Now I am going to read an article that I just found. Shouts out to Wanda Israel for sharing this document on her Facebook page. I said I got to share this with the world because the world does not know what has happened to us. But Edomites love to document their stuff. And so what we're going to do, we're going to read this, and then we're going to come back with the message that is in our music. And I just want to let you all know that we will be here tomorrow, Saturday, at 12 noon for another hour, getting ready to go into a two-hour special at 9, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time on Monday, commemorating the 400-year prophecy that is in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. Let's get it. Let's go. Okay. Let's see here. This takes place in the state of Texas. That's right. The state of Texas has this particular one. Also, I'm going to bring you some information that happened inside Natchez, Mississippi. After Hurricane Harvey devastated Houston in September, recovery and cleanup workers discovered that vandals had smeared paint over a historical marker at the one-time location of Camp Logan. Camp Logan, recently in Houston, Texas. It commemorated the 100th anniversary of the Houston riots of 1917. The paint covered the sergeant of the inscription that explained the history of the 3rd Battalion of the 24th United States Infantry, a predominantly black unit assigned to guard the camp during its construction shortly after the United States entered World War I. Beneath the paint, the words read, "The Black Soldiers, August 23rd, 1917, armed revolt in response to Houston's Jim Crow laws and police harassed, resulting in the camp's most publicized incident. The Houston Mutiny and Riot of 1917, the Houston riot grew out of the confrontation between the soldiers and Houston City Police, at the end of which 16 white people were dead, including 5 police officers, with 1 soldier also killed. It was one of the only riots in the United States history in which more white people died than black people. At the resulting 3 court-martials, the first of which was the largest one in U.S. military history, a total of 118 enlisted black soldiers were indicted. With 110 found guilty, 19 black men were executed by hanging and 53 received life sentences. For a century, family of the executed soldiers have lived with the memories and loss. Relatives alive today grew up hearing their families talk about the soldiers' fates, which served as the catalyst to learn more and to work for justice to make amends. My family was upset when I started looking into it," admits Jason Holt, a relative of Private Hawkins, one of the soldiers hanged. Holt was a 100-year-old letter written by Private Hawkins to his mother the night before his execution, telling her not to be upset about him taking his seat in heaven and of the innocence they sent those soldiers into the most hostile environment imaginable. Charles Anderson, a relative of Sergeant William Nesbitt, was one of the hanged soldiers, told me over the phone there was Jim Crow laws, racist cops, racist civilians, laws against them being treated fairly in the streetcars, while the workers building Camp Logan hated the soldiers' presence. The riot was the problem created by community policing in the hostile environment, agrees Paul Matthews, founder of the Houston Buffalo Soldiers National Museum, which examines the role of African American soldiers during the U.S. military history. It's up to the people how to decide whether there are lessons relevant to the present. A majority of the soldiers posted at Camp Logan were raised in the South and familiar with segregation and Jim Crow laws. But as Army servicemen, they expected fair treatment during their service in Houston. The police and public officials in that city viewed the presence of the black soldiers as a threat. Many Houstonians were concerned that if the black soldiers were shown the same respect as white soldiers, black residents might come to expect similar treatment. Tensions grew between the troops guarding Camp Logan and the Houston police and locals. The sight of black men wearing uniforms and carrying guns while licensed white residents. The soldiers themselves were aggravated by the whites only signs, being called the N-word by white Houstonians and streetcars, conductors demanding they sit in the rear. Then in August, the police arrested a black soldier for interfering with the arrest of a black woman. When one of the battalion's military police went to inquire about the arrested soldier, an argument ensued, resulting in the military police fleeing the police station, armed shots before being arrested himself. Rumors, which turned out to be false, reached Camp Logan that the military man had been killed and that a white mob was approaching camp. There was no mob, but the black soldiers had good reasons to be fearful. The country was rife with racial tensions. Just 2 years later, cities would erupt in unrest during the Red Summer. And in 1921, a white mob in Tulsa, Oklahoma, murdered hundreds of innocent black people. We all know this to be the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. More than 100 soldiers grabbed rifles and headed into downtown Houston, doing a two-hour rampage. The soldiers killed 16 white residents, including 5 policemen. The next day, martial law was declared in Houston, and the following day, the unit was dispatched back to its base in New Mexico. The court-martial soon followed. It was a dark, rainy night during the riots, Anderson says. At the trial, the civilian witnesses couldn't identify one soldier firing shots that killed people. Seven mutineers agreed to testify against the others in exchange for clemency. Only one lawyer represented the 63 soldiers during the first court-martial. The 13 sentenced to death on November the 28th were not given rights were not given right to appeal. On December the 11th, they were taken by truck to be scarfolded, where 13 ropes dangled from a crossbeam. The men did not have a fair trial, says Sandra Hoffman, great-granddaughter of one of the policemen killed. I have no doubt about the likelihood the men executed had nothing to do with the deaths. Only two white officers faced court-martial, and they were released. Not a single white civilian was brought to trial. In Houston, a rapidly growing city, knowledge of the event is mixed. Most newcomers know nothing about it, but that is changing. There was no public acknowledgement of it for a long time. Linda Radiskin, program coordinator of the Military Sites and Oral History Programs at the Texas Historical Commission, said in a phone interview, the centennial of the American century into World War I was probably helped heighten awareness and encourage people talk about it. Earlier this year, Angela Holder, a history professor at Houston's Community College and the great niece of Corporal Jesse Moore, one of the soldiers hanged, helped lobby for government for gravestones from the Veterans Association for unmarked graves in a Houston cemetery of the two soldiers killed during the riot. But more still remains to be done for the soldiers. The relatives say, we tried during the Obama presidency for a post-memorial pardon and were on the list, but missed out, says Holder. Perhaps we can approach a Texas politician or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, to help. Ladies and gentlemen, when I found this, I was heartbroken because I served in the military myself. And for that to happen to our people, it just brings me to tears. I really was upset when I first read this and saw it, and just had tears in my eyes while reading it. The misjustice that our people have had, it's just mind-boggling. But I tell you what, we're coming around August 23 as well. We know that August 19th is the first arrival of slaves that comes here in this town, to this shore, which the clock started ticking. August 19th, 1619, and the clock will stop. The clock will stop at the end of August 19, 2019, 400 years. Now, we know what the Most High's judgment will be because we have read it in verse 14. And also, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. I tell you, we are in the history of Bible prophecy as we speak, and it's time to get right back to the Most High, obey the laws, statutes, and commandments, which put us in this predicament in the first place. So with that in mind, I'm going to wish you a shalom, and I am going to see you on tomorrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time right here on Block Talk Radio.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee.
But I, check this out. I'm going to send you to a people that I know is going to reject you and not listen. That means if this truth was for any other people first than Israel, we would be in the kingdom right now. Christ would have returned. Read on.
Verse 7. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me.
He says, listen, they will not listen to you because they won't listen to me.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I'll try to help. Listen to me. I'm trying to save you. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. You treat me like your enemy, man. I'm trying to help you. Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. Why won't you listen to me, man? I'm trying to save you.
I heard a voice up in the distance. It said, I looked around and see nobody. They was missing to me. See, that's that voice you hear when you know they hate. Rich folks, just pay attention.
I try to say.
In the Hebrew community, there's a shade tree. More than doctrinal a name, simply amaze me. Shout out to Akaraka, see, he gave Shy the scripture. Shy gave me the scripture, now I see things clearer. I keep it from the gutter so they
listen to me.
I don't be coming over righteous like I'm
trying to say.
Some Hebrews call my music pagan, they don't
listen to me.
But I'm just trying to do the work, look.
I'm trying to help.
But I just find out most of these Judas is bougie too. So I go to the lost sheep and tell them we the Jews. And the Judas that I'm telling, man, they ghouls too. It's over for you nonsense, Hebrew.
Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You're constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. You treat me like your enemy, man. I'm trying to help you. Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You're constantly pushing me distant, man, just listen to me. Why won't you listen to me, man? I'm trying to say.
On the last hour and the clock still ticking, can bring it to your ear, but I can't make you listen. Once I found truth, all my friends went missing. They think that I'm distant, so they keep me at a distance. Take heed to the word and leave up off the curb. Learn patience, I'm a waiter and the father who I serve. All you do is chase bread, that is for the birds. You fighting through the pain, being strong is a talent. Your soul on the line, but you got weak balance. Me, I keep my head up though, and I fast to get answers to what I read up slow. Make excuses for your sins, that's the wrong move. When you gon' change, cause you gon' lose. I'm trying to wake you up from your long snooze. This a history book, not just a good book, and maybe you will read it if you knew who it belonged to.
Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You're constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. You treat me like your enemy, man. I'm trying to help you. Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You're constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. Why won't you listen to me, man? I'm trying to save you.
We targeting the masses, trying to wake you from your slumber. Past the ace passing the plate, we see failure to bring instruction. Trusting faithfully in substance, making our people suffer while we face the repercussions. Aiding the deconstruction, knowledge of Christians has become atheists and believe nothing, cause they understand it's nothing but paganism and the custom. When your whole world's a lie, you become prone to reject knowledge. We uphold correct doctrine, withholding our flesh hostage. When you expose past the goals and redirect topics, you told not to connect logic, then you come to correct ours. But you Christians walking blind before you just enjoy the ride. Go to Luke 6 and 39 to Matthew 24 and 5, trying to wake you to the reality the enemy's destroying lives. Pastors come and our consciousness got us spiritually more deprived, more aligned with the enemy, glorifying this wickedness. You keep them fortified with your ignorance.
I am at listen.
Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You're constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. You treat me like your enemy, man. I'm trying to help you. Why won't you hear me out? Please just listen to me. Your soul's on the line. Understand I'm trying to save you. You're constantly pushing me distant, man. Just listen to me. Why won't you listen to me, man? I'm trying to save you.
Listen to me. I'm trying to save you. Listen to me. I'm trying to help. Listen to me. I'm trying to save you. Listen to me.
The master of deception, the infamous lord of illusion, shape-shifting to the most beautiful angel, causing confusion, governing our minds since we born. Shape to form, our ideas are not our own, but electrical methadone that I can sense rapid changes, but the brain cannot equate them. Fast enough so the program me, sits in the sedation, failing to synchronize the frequency can cause seizures, demons transferring through the flicker rate, and they can seizure. UFOs have the same abducting procedures. The Nami chariot takes the brain on transit and has it been the modern phrase for what we will call channeling. We don't struggle with flesh and blood, but spiritual battling. Our perception is imagineer. Here's where it get weird. Babylon, it's that pretty woman. You are Richard Greer. Make you obey like that clothing line. Sheeple must adhere. Soon as the beast premieres, you must run and tell your peers. Ain't no satanic symbolism. Soon as it appears, idolize this idol here, cause they fly in a leer. And you could be this too, just give your soul to the cashier. Lure your people here into this flaming fear, right here.
I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know. They want you to know what I want you to know, I want you to know.
You're living in a dream.
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 Yeah, I'm trying to give you that truth. Let you see what you don't. Girls wanna focus on Louis V, brothers wanna try to get dope. Ain't got money, put food on the table. You wonder why you so broke. No knowledge, get a real job. All you wanna do is sell dope. Go to college, get a real job, drop out, quit the smoke dope. I'm like, why you wanna do that? Cause they program your mind when the time is straight down to the minute. Defining every mind, every innocent. Wow. If you lack knowledge to discern it,
okay.
Lack of wisdom, no learning.
Okay.
Pass the wisdom, you don't want it.
Okay.
We don't got our own businesses, there's no unity, we're so lawless. Walk around like we flawless, huh? Is you crazy? How can a woman go abort a brand new baby?
How?
I'm like, they just program you with that mind state. And that mind state came from the United States, the United Place. Of all wickedness and so sickness, got you living a life of sin with your soul like
syphilis. They want you to know what I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know. They want you to know what I want you to know, I want you to know. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You're living in a dream.
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 You're living in a dream. Illusions, confusion, no solution.
Telling the truth, so say I am the truth. The higher is the truth. He gave his evil. You thinking it's all rap, but they rob you like being a nigga. Robbing you for your spirit, robbing you for your time, and I be robbing for paper, but robbing you for your grind. Robbing you for your mind. You special and they see it. They call her higher, but wicked. They might as well call on Jesus. I perceive pretenders, they were secret agendas. Josiah, please intervene, cause I refuse to surrender. I guess my salvation's on layaway. Real hand is head of pay. Me, I'm trying to change my ways. Me, I used to kick and push with fiasco like Lupe. They say smooth things. I'm feeling you, John Boy. They really pissing me off. I think I need a John Boy. Play on words? Yeah, I play on words. I got the real wife with me, so I ain't gonna play on her. My family on red alert. I'm knowing it's going down. They try to move me with fear, so I had to move around. Only strong is the leader, so I chose my own.
I'm in need of, I know that I can handle it.
looking back, that's my old ways. I be moving on like a drag race. Take my hand, show me where the path went. Find myself each and every day. I keep getting in my own way. So if I fall before I'm taken, will you pick me up and tell me you gon' make it?
Through the ages, when the judge throw the book, we just read through the pages. Get the maximum of times, but the minimum of wages. They beat us on the ships, then they whipped us when they slaved us. Psalms 82, we gods, how they break us. They say we can't do anything if you put your head to it, but they ain't say what would happen if you put your head through it. We throw up gang signs and put down lane rounds. They put my time in the cup, just to waste mine. We drowning in water, that's only waistline. If we just stand up, we won't drown. I'm bringing you truth, but the truth weigh pounds. And they spiritually weak, they can't get it off the ground. They nicknamed us Negroes, but we super Hebrew heroes. I'm just trying to wake my people, yeah.
We've been trotted down all of our life, and our eyes closed, so we can't see the light. And they call us criminals, and they treat us like some animals. They call us Negroes to disguise who we are. Deuteronomy 28:68 explains it all. And they call us criminals. Then we must be thieves, cause we still here.
We buy shoes more than we find clues. Did y'all know Michael Jordan fund private jails? And guess who they put in them private cells? Negroes. It's true that the world out to get us. We abandoned our protector, now we unprotected. It will be the end of the world today. A black man is elected. Radars was built for us, don't think you going undetected. We've been disrespected, neglected, and rejected. And that's just by our own people. This is the end, but we in last day too. Got a long road, but you won't make it halfway through. Government shut down, just the mass they use. Confusing all the masses on the cash they abuse. When they can just print more, I just pray you know what you in for.
Please don't. We've been trotted down all of our life, and our eyes closed, so we can't see the light. And they call us criminals, and they treat us like some animals. They call us Negroes to disguise who we are. Deuteronomy 28:68 explains it all. And they call us criminals. Then we must be thieves, cause we're still here.
This is truth music, the truth movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy the planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gonna bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, don't be waking up so many lies. Locked up so many,
Messiah.
Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah.
Malachi.